Welcome to the Luxury Travel Podcast, where you'll discover information on luxury travel right around the world and hear amazing stories, tips, and secrets from experts and luxury world travelers. Please fasten your seatbelt low and tight and remain seated for the show. Now here's your luxury travel captain, Alan Suss.
Welcome everyone. This is Alan Suss from Travel Managers Australia, the River Cruise expert, speaking today with Alice Ager, General Manager Australia of UniWorld Boutique River Cruises.
Hi,
hello,
Alan.
Alice.
Hello.
Hi. Yeah, another beautiful day in paradise, of course.
Another great day in paradise. Yes, it's a great day.
You're just the person that knows everything about river cruising.
And I'm a bit of an expert. I know a bit about river cruising.
Yeah. Firstly, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got into travel?
Oh, sure. Well, my name's Alice, and I got into travel about 9 years ago. My background was in professional services, where I worked in communications, and met my husband working in London, and he worked for an airline. And when we first got together, he said to me, Alice, I've got to go away for work. I'm going to Africa on a safari. And I was like, I beg your pardon? You get to go on safaris for work? And I really was very motivated to get a piece of that. And I thought, what a great way to see the world. And obviously, travel is my passion. And so in 2010, I got my first job working for a luxury hotel in Bangkok, where we were living at the time. And I really haven't looked back. I've just fell in love with the industry. I fell in love with luxury as a kind of category of travel. I love finer things in life. I love being spoiled. And found myself working in cruise, which essentially is a floating hotel. And when I came back to Australia, and I really, really have found my place in the market. Cruise to me is just the most exceptional way to travel, whether it's on a river, on an ocean, big ship, small ship. I absolutely love every aspect of cruising.
That is very interesting. And of course, you love cruising. So let's talk a little bit about river cruising. What is different and special about river cruising?
Well, look, it is a little bit different. So the ships are much smaller. On a river ship, they generally look very similar from the exterior. And in Europe in particular, we have to build the ship around the rivers that we're sailing on. And that's to navigate through the lock systems, to have ability to do like a U-turn for the ship to turn around. So we really build the ships based on the river itself. But from the exterior, all river ships look pretty similar. They're about 55 metres in length, they're about 35 metres wide, and they usually carry around 100 to 130 guests. That's in Europe, and then obviously you've got different rivers with different dimensions. So the Mekong, for example, you can have a shorter ship, a wider ship. And really, the difference with river cruising is that you're always close to shore, so you don't get any sea days. So it's a much more active version of cruising. You tend to be in port every morning when you wake up in a new location. And you tend to do a lot of the cruising in the nighttime. So while you're sleeping, you're cruising and you wake up in a new place with a new destination to explore. But the other great thing is being a smaller capacity. So with only those approximately 100 guests, you know, there's things that you can rule out. So you don't have to queue for anything. You always get a seat in the restaurants and things like, you know, we do small group touring. You can literally step off the ship and you're actually in the heart of the city. And I think this is something that really appeals to me about river cruising is I remember I did my first Mediterranean cruise and it started in Barcelona. And I was in Barcelona. I stayed in a fabulous hotel in Barcelona. And then I had to get on a coach. And for an hour, I sat on a coach to get to port. And I thought, oh, kind of Barcelona. Whereas with river cruising, you absolutely arrive in the heart of the destination that you're exploring. So whether it's Avignon, we port right under the Pont d'Avignon in the south of France, or in Paris, you know, we are right near the Eiffel Tower. Our port is right there. So it just takes you really into the heart of the destination. And that's not to take away those fantastic sea days that you get on an ocean cruise of absolute decadent relaxation. I think river cruising is a very active style of travel because there's so much to do. And it requires some physical fitness because you do have to be able to, you know, walk off the ships and you're not necessarily ported right onto a big marina or a big port as such. It means that, you know, you can literally step off and be at the heart of the destination.
That is so true, because I've been on a cruise or two, and the advantage I find is you, not only are you close to the banks, both banks are always pretty close to the ship, because the rivers are wide, but they're not that wide. And of course, it's very easy to walk into town, whether it's in Regensburg or Budapest or Amsterdam, wherever it might be. So it's pretty easy. By the way, languages. How do people get on if they're Australians and they don't have another language? How do they get on?
Yeah, so our primary language at UniWorld is English. So we have a very international crew. However, everybody speaks English on board. And also when we host our all-inclusive shore excursions in each port, we actually use local experts that are proficient in English language. So really, you know, if you don't speak any other languages, it's absolutely no issue. Our crew might try to help you learn some key phrases or salutations in the local lingo, but that's all part of the fun.
Yeah, well, I noticed that most of the crew that I have met, and most of the crew, in fact, were multilingual. If they didn't have two languages, they may have gone up to five or six, which is quite...
Oh, I know. It's embarrassing, isn't it?
But there you are. That's what happens out there in the big world. I noticed that on the website, which is a very nice website if anyone wants to go and have a look at it, uniworld.com, you have extensive cruises around the world. How many rivers are you, in fact, on?
Good question, Alan. Well, in our fleet, we have 20 ships. So that makes us a relatively small boutique company with 20 ships. We own all of our European fleet outright. So we're a family-owned. And actually, you know, it's really a big thing to say this after a two-year hiatus on not being able to travel, but we're actually a debt-free family-owned company. We're actually the largest family-owned company in the world, travel company in the world called the Travel Corporation. And our background started in Red Carnation Hotels, and we bought UniWorld as a brand in 2004, and we've really replicated that boutique hotel experience just floating on the rivers. So 20 ships in our fleet, most of them are in Europe. At the moment, we're seeing a real trend with, we've got three ships across the rivers of France. So we've got one that does Paris and Normandy. We've got a ship that just cruises from Bordeaux to Bordeaux, exploring the Rhone and the Saône rivers. And then we have a ship in the south of France that does Burgundy and Provence. That's that's classic, the most, you know, fascinating and beautiful way to experience France. It requires no driving, and it's really popular destination for Australians. The Douro River in Portugal is another one that's really trending for us. And then, of course, you've just got the classic, which is your, like you mentioned before, the ports of Nuremberg, Vienna. We do from Amsterdam all the way down to Bucharest. So all the Rhine, the Main, the Danube rivers. And then we've got what we call our exotics program, and that's anything outside of Europe. We've got two ships operating on the Nile in Egypt. Egypt has really tickled the Australians' imagination this year. I think after watching the film Death on the Nile, which is the Poirot movie that came out recently this year, which is fabulous. If you haven't seen it, it's absolutely, you know, it makes you really, really excited to get over to Egypt. And then, so two ships in Egypt that really are very, very popular. We've got a ship in India on the Ganges River, which is a fascinating, very like a bucket list destination, a really beautiful and luxury way to experience the north of India. And then we have the Mekong. So the Mekong, we have a beautiful program where we take in Hanoi, we take in Ho Chi Minh City, Saigon, but also we go into Cambodia and do Siem Reap and visit all the beautiful temples of Angkor Wat. We use, when we're off the ship, the best part about UniWorld being a hotelier at heart, our business, you know, at the core of our philosophy is hospitality and being hoteliers. We work with the best hotel properties that are available for our guests to experience in those locations. So, for example, when we go to Hanoi, we stay at the Sofitel Metropole, which is possibly the best breakfast you'll ever have in the world. And when we're at Siem Reap next to Angkor Wat, we're in the fabulous Sofitel that's really well located right next to the temple. So not only is it about the experience on board the ships, and the ships are destinations in themselves, but also about the touring and the off-the-ship experiences that UniWorld offers as well. So, sorry, that was a long-winded way of saying we've got 20 ships and we cover pretty much all the major rivers around the world.
there's a lot to talk about, Alice, as you would know. So you just keep going, no problem, because the people that are listening to this and that are interested in what we have to say, they'll listen to you because it's fascinating. I can tell you that all these places are really interesting. But, you know, the interesting thing about Porto, where the
yes.
Jura River starts from, they have the Harry Potter library or bookshop.
Oh!
And you pay to go in there. It's really weird. But you look at this and you think, was this really built for Harry Potter? No, it was built about 100 years ago. And the author of Harry Potter, she used to live in Porto.
So perhaps J.K. Rowling got her inspiration from that.
That's in where Porto. I think she may have got some of it. So you go in, and Porto is actually quite a small city, but it's very hilly. So you get a lot of exercise wandering. And it's also famous for its trams. So, you know, there's a lot of things there. And if you go to Portugal, you can also always go to Lisbon, and it's not very far by train from Porto to Lisbon by train. And, you know, fascinating place. And, of course, going down the Nile, that's interesting. Going down to Abu Simbel, I think that's one of the most remarkable places in the world where they pulled the statues up. When they created the dam there at Abu Simbel, they took the statues that were there and they built them on higher ground. And you think, how did they do this?
Totally how did amazing. They do it?
But you can go and see it on YouTube, how they were able to cut up all the blocks, number them, and then put them all together again. Was it a massive jigsaw puzzle? So anyway, look, we have a lot of things that we can talk about, but we really have very little time to do it all in. So we'll obviously have to have another podcast.
We'll do another one. Yeah. There was one thing that I really wanted to share with your audience, Alan, if you would indulge me, and it's something that is unique to UniWorld. We've got a new product, and look, it's something very, very, very special, and it's a combination of four river cruises, and we've called it our Rivers of the World. So it's a kind of our version of an Ocean World cruise. It's 54 nights, and basically in 2024, we'll be taking 68 very lucky travelers with us, starting in Lima in Peru in South America. We will be embarking on an absolutely epic journey. So we're using the beautiful Belmont properties throughout South America for our touring. From Lima, we do the Amazon River on board the Aria Amazon, which is a beautiful teeny tiny river ship that takes us into the remote areas of the Amazon in Peru. From Cusco, we do Machu Picchu. We take the train up to the Machu Picchu sites and the Sacred Valley. And then the group will go to Iguazu Falls, staying at the Belmont des Cataratas. And we'll see the Iguazu Falls from both the Brazilian and the Argentinian sides, which is something very, very special. And then we spend a night at the Belmont Copacabana Palace Hotel in Rio, which I've never heard of this hotel, but now that I've seen it, I literally see it everywhere I go. It just looks aspirational and beautiful. So that's the first aspect. So that's the first continent that we touch in South America. And then the whole group will travel together. We'll fly into Amsterdam and we'll do the beautiful Main, Rhine and Danube rivers together all the way to Budapest. There'll be some over and above special off-the-ship experiences for those special guests with private Mozart concerts, different activities and special events off the ship. And then we do one of our most popular itineraries that I mentioned before, which is Burgundy and Provence. So we then fly from Budapest into Lyon and we cruise 7 nights down into Avignon. And that includes obviously all the airfares and all the rail tickets and everything else. And then from Avignon, we get a train up to Paris together and we make our way to Hanoi. And like I mentioned before, we stay at the fabulous Sofitel Metropole there in Hanoi. And we have some sightseeing. We have a night on Halong Bay doing a beautiful luxury junk boat in the Bay of Halong. And then we do the Siem Reap and Angkor Wat experience and then board the fabulous Mekong Jewel, which is our brand new super ship cruising along the Mekong Delta. That travels from Siem Reap down into Saigon, which is actually personally one of my favorite cities of all time. And we spend 2 nights in Saigon. Yeah, I love it. I'm really passionate about Asia. I have lived there before and I just feel a real affinity with the climate and the people and the culture and the food of Asia. But Ho Chi Minh, it's just fabulous. So this is a very, very special cruise, Alan. It's, you know, I know it's a very long one. It's not for everybody, but it's something that I really want Australians to have an opportunity to book and to...
You've got one for next year, haven't you? And that's fully booked now, isn't it?
So our 2023 version of this, which starts in Egypt, that actually sold out within 3 days, which was fabulous, but also a bit disappointing because a lot of Australians missed out. And so what we're doing for the 24 version is we want to give people an opportunity to pre-register. We want them to put their names down so so that as soon as we launch this program, which will happen next month in May, what we'd like to do is be able to give people the first chance to book. Because you know what happens, Alan, we experience this all the time. I mean, I'm a global company. We're competing with the Americans who've been traveling already now for 12 months. So they haven't stopped. They were back on the river ships back in June in 2021 when we were all locked up in our houses. You know, they're in the mindset of we're looking for the next thing. We're already planning ahead. They've got their 23 organized and now they're looking to 24. So what that means is when we launch this Rivers of the World 2024 cruise out into the UK markets and the USA markets, they're just going to snap it up. And I don't want people to be disappointed this time. I'm trying to make this so that we've got a bit more time to get our heads around booking something so far ahead. I know October 2024 seems ridiculous, but unfortunately, this is what we have to do nowadays to commit and make sure that we are, you know, lining up our calendars to get what we really, truly want. Otherwise, we're going to miss out.
Following on from that, Alice, if anyone wants further information, feel free to give me a call on zero.
Alan, you need to, yeah, I would love everybody, please call Alan Suss. Alan's got all the information on this one. How it works is you just, to pre-register, you pay a waitlist fee. And the pre-registration fee or waitlist fee, it's $1,400 per person. And essentially what that does is it kind of creates a booking in the system that it's fully refundable. So when we launch the program in May, we will be in touch with you, Alan, so that you can work with your clients to work through whether it is the right program for them, if it's something they really want to do. And if they don't, if they change their mind, it's really absolutely no problem. It's a fully refundable deposit. So it's just $1,400 to hold a spot on this once-in-a-lifetime trip. Sorry, Alan, what did you say?
Per person or per cabin?
No, everything's per person. So it's a per-person waitlist fee, yeah.
That clarifies that. Also, you're offering a special deal opportunity if people book via me, via the podcast.
Yes, absolutely. Well, I wanted to do something to say thank you to you, Alan, for really, you know, trusting your clients to UniWorld, because hand on heart, I promise you that we will take the absolute and utmost care of your very important clients. And so I thought today maybe we could do something special and exclusive just for Alan Suss at Travel Managers, and that's to offer an additional $100 per person saving on every booking that comes through for you, Alan, based on this podcast. So if they just mention that they've listened to the podcast, absolutely, we would love to give them that exclusive offer.
That's terrific. Thank you, Alice. Look, you're not going to believe this, Alice. We have been talking 20 minutes or so.
Oh, that was so fun. It went so fast.
And there's probably another 3,000 questions to ask you, you know. What happens to solo travellers, and what can people expect, and what's the food like? We'll hold that those sort of questions over to another podcast. Anyway,
let's do it again.
Yeah, exactly. What I'd like to do is to thank you very much for joining me in the podcast today. This is Alan Suss from Travel Managers Australia, River Cruise Expert. Until the next podcast. And today I've been speaking with Alice Ager, General Manager Australia of UniWorld Boutique River Cruises. And you've got to do a river cruise. In fact, I'm doing a river cruise with you later this year. Well, not that later. It's July, so gosh, that's coming up quickly. I'm looking very forward to that. And that'll be exciting. Okay, thank you very much, Alice.
Thank you, Alan.
That was fantastic.
It was great fun. Thank you for having me.
I hope that you have enjoyed listening to my special guest today. Travelling and need an experienced travel agent to help you book your trip? Call me directly on 0433-203-713. And, as always, be on the lookout for our next Luxury Travel Podcast episode. This is Alan Suss of Travel Managers Australia, wishing you a wonderful day.